What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How it got out there.
Ah, that felt good, Bump.
A good stretch every now and then and a good yelp helps get through the day.
Limits, how are you back there?
Oh, I'm doing well today, guys. I'm doing well. Not as well as you after your little whelp and yawn there.
Yeah, the bottom line on our last discussion, Bob, as I repeatedly mentioned to Dan Zangrilli, is Bob Dunning has zero track record of ever doing anything like what's being described he might do in free agency. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he cares as much about his legacy as the bottom line. And I don't know how much clearer I could make that during the conversation with Zangrilli. It seemed pretty clear to me. You?
Yeah, me too. And that's why I ended it by saying whatever happens, it's going to be the same outcome. And that is Paul Skeens will be traded because they're not going to be able to deal with him or choose not to. Whereas they can if they want. I'm a big believer that losing money doesn't really matter when your valuation of your franchise keeps going up. If you're gonna play the game under these sets of rules, with the economic situation of what it is and no salary cap in Florida, you got to play the game. And if you're not going to play the game, then you can make money. But you'll make money in the long run anyway because everybody increases the value. Every year, it just does. I don't care how bad of a team you are. The value. Look what the Penguins now are worth.
Yeah, that's where the money is, ultimately. Let's move to the Steelers. And money talk is primary there as well, with Cam Payward wanting to get paid again, Bob, for the second straight year.
And there is Mark Cabali, who joins us.
There he is,
on the
right
video
in the middle
stream.
With his TJ Watt. With his Look at that hat, the TJ hat. It's really for Thomas Jefferson, though, Bob. He lives out that way.
Yeah.
Wonderful,
yeah,
man.
It's for TJ Watt.
Mark Cabali. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can watch this show on YouTube. Those numbers are staggering right now. All the numbers regarding this show are staggeringly high right now, historically high. Just like Mike Tomlin saying that the Steelers' defense is going to make history this year. So are we, Bob. And one of the reasons why is that guy right there, Mark Cabali, helps make us who we are. Who's right, big boy? Cam Hayward or the Steelers? He wants money. They don't want to pay him. Whose side are you on?
Can they both be right?
Nope.
Can I play it right down the middle here?
Nope.
First of all, he depends on what Cam wants. I mean, we're not 100% sure exactly what he wants right now.
They'll say he wants $5 or $6 million added to this year's salary. Is he right or are they right?
That's fine. Give it to him. You can work around that quite easily. We've seen it in the past. Everybody's happy at the end of the day. He gets his couple extra bucks. He feels like he's not the top 22nd rated or highest paid defensive tackle. Kind of funny how he knew that number exactly. But I think everybody saves face for that. Now, if he wants that ripped up and you want to sign a three-year deal where he's a – $25 million, a top 10 type of salary, then no, absolutely not. He's 36 years old. You're a 36-year-old. Not too many 36-year-old, if any 36-year-old guys, or more than year to year. So if he's just if he's happy with a couple million bucks, yank it from next year's guaranteed money or that roster bonus, then come next March, if he's still playing at all pro level, rip up that contract and write him a new one. Then I think that's very easily doable. But it seems like there's three sides to the story, right? What do they say? His side, their side, and the truth.
But you're of the belief that whatever happens, it's going to get done here relatively soon. Yeah, it won't linger into the season, correct?
I mean, I find it – he is a crafty veteran, and he's done this before where he's almost, you know, threw it out there that, hey, maybe I'll go somewhere else next year if they don't want me. Hey, I might not play next year. He has no interest in that whatsoever of not playing this season or missing the first couple of games. It's just all a ploy and to be able to move this negotiations along quicker. It's, who knows when it will be, but just like TJ's contract, it's going to get done. You don't come this far in this offseason where you think you have a chance to win and blow it or potentially ruin it over a couple million bucks with maybe the most well-respected player in your organization over the past 20 years. You give him a couple bucks, both of you are happy, and let's move on our merry way.
Then why hasn't it happened yet?
Good question. Well, I would imagine, this is just totally speculating here, that the Steelers don't want to make it seem like it's a, hey, come ask me and we're going to give you money. So then the next guy's going to do the same thing, and the next guy's going to do the same thing. Maybe they're just playing a sort of a hardball, knowing all in the back of their mind that this is going to get done, but let's not make it seem like this is an easy negotiation, an easy ploy to go about it. Or Cam wants more than he's letting on that he wants. That's take your trees. I don't know.
But so far they've been successful in doing that. Players who've wanted what they wanted have gotten it.
And players who have wanted out have gotten out.
Yeah, well, that's a different thing. I, as far as this is concerned, I do think that is what the holdup is. I just don't think they want to make this as easy as it can be, like you're going trick-or-treating, you know, and open up your bag and all of a sudden things are being filled. So, but I do think that
good one, Bob.
I also think that this is just part of what goes on here. We see it in every other camp. There's hold-ins everywhere, and prominent guys still don't have contracts. Words are exchanged. Things happen. But I think at the end of the day, they know, and I made this point earlier, if they're going to put their eggs in all of this season for what they've done, Mark, they need him. They can't afford not to have him because they have a lot of question marks on their defensive line. They know that too.
And that's why Cam's probably playing this ploy of, hey, maybe I won't play. He sees who's on the defensive line. He sees there's a couple rookies over there and one guy who's, you know, has potential. If you're looking at one potential weak spot of this team that can make things go downhill in a quick hurry, like we saw last year in the playoffs, it's the defensive line. So it's just all, if you talk to anybody, their same thing will come out of their mouth. It's all about negotiation. And they're just negotiating, and it just happened to be through the public right now. I don't really.
How do you think this came out, Mark? Who triggered this?
I 100% believe it's Cam's people. I don't even think twice it was the Steelers.
So they intentionally triggered one of the greatest backlashes I've ever seen for a popular Steelers.
I think they might have miscalculated. Yeah. I think they might have miscalculated they read the room wrong, maybe.
Did he also read the room wrong? We had Doug Whaley on the morning show did today. He said last year that when Cam and his agent, got the chuckles or whatever it was, when he said he was going to be an all pro, they should have said right then, oh, all right, how about we write in some incentives then? And if I make all pro, I get this and this and this. Do you agree with that? That either that should have happened or he should have just signed a 1-year deal and bet on himself.
I just don't know how this giggle was taking. Were they laughing at him, or he just felt like, hey, they don't think that I'm serious? I don't think that they actually laughed in his face.
Well, forget the giggles. Should he have tried to draw up a contract with incentives if he believed in himself that much, or just settled for 1 year and bet on himself?
Yeah, that's what he should have did, the 1 year. The incentives, they usually don't do a lot of incentive-laden contracts.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think it has to do a lot with him betting on himself. He probably wasn't sure himself how he was going to come back. So let me get that guaranteed money, and I got guaranteed money, you know, potentially over the next 3 years. I'm not really betting on myself, but once it turned out in his favor, it's like, okay, now maybe I should have bet on myself. I think there was a miscalculation of letting this out like it was, even if it was originally February, then why now? I understand probably why, because it wasn't getting anywhere and they wanted to get it out there, but I think they miscalculated the reaction to it, and I think they miscalculated the last year too as well, but of signing more than 1 year. I don't think that if you remember, that was a late contract signing by Hayward that basically came out of nowhere. So I don't know how interested they were of, you know, giving him big money last year. They really didn't give him a raise. They just manipulated some numbers. It was, if you looked at it last year, it's like, wow, they can get out any single year they want, and it really wasn't that much money.
If I heard the giggles, and if I was an agent who heard the giggles, I would have made sure that was in writing. That's the only thing I would have done differently there. I would have said, okay, you don't think?
I don't take it literally. I take that figuratively.
The giggles, what he said?
Yeah. I don't think they're like, oh, yeah, okay, Cam. No, I just don't.
Well, they may have had a look on their face like, yeah, really, yeah. You believe that? And yeah. I would have just said, okay, how about if I do then? You know, if I'm an agent, wouldn't you put that down in writing? If I do, if I go out and prove that I still can be at that level, here's what happens next.
Well, maybe he has time to do that now, too. Give me a couple bucks and let's write some incentives into this contract. I mean, anything's doable right now.
All right, big boy. We have Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Sunny today. It's not sunny today, Lemon.
I know
because
that.
He
we
wrote
know,
it in
I
here.
Know.
I feel like the guy
we
from
know.
Who's the guy who read the teleprompter wrong?
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Cloudy today.
He read it wrong too.
Cloudy today.
Don't say that.
Limits. Sunny. It's not sunny.
It's cloudy today.
Cloudy
rainy. Of
and a high of 82.
That Jeremy
Antoine
comment
Randall
was funny.
John Stallworth.
Yeah.
When Ron said it, it was just. He just said it, and he didn't even know he said it.
Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Big boy, the talk coming out of training camp to me is insane, especially for a defense coming off a historically humiliating playoff game. Juan Thornhill, we're going to be one of the greatest defenses of all time. Deshaun Elliott could be number one in the league. DK Metcalf, that's the best defense I've ever seen. Peyton Wilson, I'm one of the best coverage linebackers in the world. And now Mike Tomlin, who had a chance to cushion all of this yesterday, comes out and says, we have a chance to do big, big things. And by big, I mean historic things. So I ask you, is this defense going to be historically great?
First of all, I would probably dismiss Deshaun Elliott and Juan Thornhill. They like to talk. I don't know how much you really believe it. DK Metcalf, all he saw out of this defense is what he saw over the past 3 weeks.
All right, let's focus on Tomlin.
Spectacular.
Tomlin. Historic
Tomlin's
things.
Tomlin's in love with this defense.
Yeah, he was in love with the 22 defense, too.
Wow. I'm just telling you where his point of view is. He likes the parts he got for it. He likes what they're able to do right now.
Well, I'm asking you, is this going to be one of the best defenses in Steelers history?
Steelers history? Were we talking a couple 70s, maybe 08,
yeah.
2010s?
Yeah.
I think it has a potential. That 08 and 10 ones were pretty good. I think if everything works out as well as possible, they can be in the conversation with that 2010
wow.
season. Mark. Although that 2010 season was pretty spectacular.
Wow. Mark Thornhill here, Bob. Juan Cabali. Mark Thornhill.
Honestly, that 08 team, if Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals don't put together that fourth quarter, that might go down as one of the top five defenses of all times in the Super Bowl I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They just totally obliterate them in the fourth. So they were pretty good.
What makes you optimistic about it? What do you think? Just because they brought in a bunch of guys and they can do different things because of those corners and because of the people that they could dial up in blitzes, perhaps?
You got three elite edge rushers. And I truly believe Herbig's getting to that point right now. You got an absolutely superstar in Jalen Ramsey. I'm sorry. An absolute superstar. He's just a different breed out there, and you'll pick him up like that, boom. If he happens to play on Saturday, you will see what we're talking about. It's just, he's different. He can play multiple positions. He's able to play man defense. They're all playing man defense. They should help out the pass rush. Their secondary is better. I think I like their depth. Everything's in place, except they have to do it. You know, that's the big key.
Who's the better safety combination, Polamalu and Ryan Clark or Juan Thornhill and Deshaun Elliott? Come on.
It's different.
You've
because
lost your Jalen mind.
Ramsey, of course it's Polamalu and Clark, but it's going to be a different type of defense where Jalen Ramsey is going to be able to get back there in certain instances of personnel on offense as well. I don't know how much you're really going to see. You will, but I don't know how much you're going to see on a consistent basis of Juan Thornhill and Deshaun Elliott or Chuck Clark back there as a traditional, you know.
Big boy, can you stay for another segment?
Let me think. I guess.
All right, that sounds good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.